AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson. The Boston Marathon was run today on the eve of the sentencing trial for the young man who was convicted of killing three people and injuring 260 others with homemade bombs that he and his brother placed at the finish line 2 years ago. A survivor says it's important to keep running the marathon.
We're going to be here with a big group of survivors and their families, and we're going to cheer and celebrate and very happy that there's so many people participate in this amazing event.
A spectator says it's hard to say if Boston has recovered yet from the historic bombing.
I know my granddaughter was very close to the bombing, and she's still, like, when she walked by that spot last year, she got a little bit tense. And so I don't know if they ever quite get over it, but I think it's really good that they've convicted them.
AP Update, I'm Ross Simpson.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.